When the king is out of control with rage, where do his son's loyalties lie? The Haftarah for Shabbat Machar Chodesh, the day before the new month, from 1 Samuel chapter 20. Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
Jonathan said to him, "Tomorrow will be the new moon, and you will be missed when your seat remains vacant. So the day after tomorrow, go down all the way to the place where you hid the other time, and stay close to the Ezel stone. Now I will shoot 3 arrows to one side of it, as though I were shooting at a mark, and I will order the boy to go and find the arrows. If I call to the boy, 'Hey, the arrows are on this side of you,' be reassured and come, for you are safe and there is no danger, as Adonai lives. But if, instead, I call to the lad, 'Hey, the arrows are beyond you,' then leave, for Adonai has sent you away. As for the promise we made to each other, may Adonai be witness between you and me forever." David hid in the field. The new moon came, and the king sat down to partake of the meal. When the king took his usual place on the seat by the wall, Jonathan rose, and Abner sat down at Saul's side. But David's place remained vacant. That day, however, Saul said nothing. "It's accidental," he thought. "He must be impure and not yet purified." But on the day after the new moon, the second day, David's place was vacant again. So Saul said to his son Jonathan, "Why didn't the son of Jesse come to the meal yesterday or today?" Jonathan answered Saul, "David begged leave of me to go to Bethlehem. He said, 'Please let me go, for we are going to have a family feast in our town, and my brother has summoned me to it. Do me a favor and let me slip away to see my kinsmen. That is why he has not come to the king's table.'" Saul flew into a rage against Jonathan. "You son of a perverse, rebellious woman," he shouted, "I know that you side with the son of Jesse to your shame, to the shame of your mother's nakedness. For as long as the son of Jesse lives on earth, neither you nor the kingship will be secure. Now then, have him brought to me, for he is marked for death." But Jonathan spoke up and said to his father, "Why should he be put up to death? What has he done?" At that, Saul threw his spear at him to strike him down. And Jonathan realized that his father was determined to do away with David. Jonathan rose from the table in a rage. He ate no food on the second day of the new moon because he was grieved about David and because his father had humiliated him. In the morning, Jonathan went out into the open for the meeting with David, accompanied by a young boy. He said to the boy, "Run ahead and find the arrows that I shoot." And as the boy ran, he shot the arrows past him. When the boy came to the place where the arrows shot by Jonathan had fallen, Jonathan called out to the boy, "Hey, the arrows are beyond you!" And Jonathan called after the boy, "Quick, hurry up, don't stop." So Jonathan's boy gathered the arrows and came back to his master. The boy suspected nothing, only Jonathan and David knew the arrangement. Jonathan handed the gear to his boy and told him, "Take this back to the town." When the boy got there, David emerged from his concealment at the Negev. He flung himself face down on the ground and bowed low 3 times. They kissed each other and wept together. David wept the longer. Jonathan said to David, "Lech l'shalom, for we too have sworn to each other in the name of Adonai. May Adonai be witness between you and me, and between your offspring and mine forever."
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat Shalom, and thanks for listening.